Brand new Chicken Soup for the Soul book is out, called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Living with Alzheimer's and Other Dementias. And to talk with us about that and why they decided to put something like this together, working with the Alzheimer's Association, we have Amy Newmark, who is the publisher and editor-in-chief with Chicken Soup for the Soul. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So a topic like Alzheimer's, is this has Chicken Soup for the Soul done other sort of illnesses or life-threatening type of things in the past?
Yeah, we have. I mean, it's not a specialty of ours, but we've done books on cancer before, and this is the biggest response we've ever had to a book about a disease. It completely blew us away. The book became a national bestseller in one day.
Now, when you put a book like this together, you make a call out to people with stories, right? You open it up and say, do you have a story under this topic? What was the response like for that?
We had thousands of stories submitted, and we can only put 101 in each book. So we worked very closely with the Alzheimer's Association. They gave us a wonderful editor, and then we used one of our editors whose mother died from Alzheimer's. And so we had two editors who really understood the topic. And then we had me. I'm not affected by it because I haven't lost anybody to it except grandmothers already in their 90s, so that's a different experience. So I brought that fresh approach that a newly diagnosed family would bring to it, and then they brought the seasoned approach to it. And we picked out stories that take you along the entire Alzheimer's journey from the initial diagnosis right through the end stages.
Amy, any kind of common threads or common thoughts among the different submissions?
Yeah, there were some themes that really jumped out at me from the pages, and I really learned a lot. And I guess the number one theme for me was that when we have a loved one who has Alzheimer's, we shouldn't fight it. We shouldn't correct our loved one. We shouldn't say, no, that's not the way it happened. You have to just join your loved one in his or her reality. And I guess that seems obvious, but I have spoken to so many people who have said to me, oh my gosh, I'm always correcting my mom when she tells me something that's wrong. You're right. Why am I even bothering? There's no point. I should just go with it. And it makes life so much easier for everyone involved. And it makes the person who has Alzheimer's a lot happier.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the stories, and you kind of have it laid out from even, the first diagnosis. You have some stories in there also sort of a firsthand account, people who are sort of going through it, sharing that story. Those might have been kind of, a little difficult for them maybe even to put together and put into words.
Yes, it's really hard. In this book, we have a lot of stories from people who have Alzheimer's, so we have the actual patients talking about what it feels like. Because a lot of people get it very young, in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. And the disease takes so long to progress that many of the younger onset Alzheimer's patients are very effective advocates for the Alzheimer's community. They go out and they do a lot of public speaking. They write. They help raise funds for the Alzheimer's Association. And they talk about what it feels like. And it's a unique disease, of course, because you know that as the disease progresses, you're not going to know anything anymore. And they talk about having basically an Alzheimer's bucket list and how they're going out and they're traveling and they're seeing their friends and they're doing all of the things they've always wanted to do, seeing new places, knowing that they probably won't remember these places, but they want to go to these places anyway, and they know it's creating wonderful memories for their loved ones. But, one of the things that I kept coming back to as I worked on editing the book is that so many people reported that even somebody who seemed completely lost inside their Alzheimer's could come out at the very end and all of a sudden recognize everyone in the room in those final moments, say goodbye to everyone, ask relevant questions. And you have to wonder, if somebody can come back to that extent, what did they know during that whole time they were going through the disease? And maybe these people who are traveling and doing all these great things while they still can, maybe they're somehow going to carry the joy of those activities with them into the fog of dementia that they eventually go into.
You know, in recent years, Glenn Campbell continued to tour after he had been diagnosed. And from what you talk about, it seems as though keeping active and keeping vital is a real plus.
I think so. I think that they have said that it helps to slow down the progress of the disease. I mean, there's no cure at this point for Alzheimer's, but there are ways to slow down the progress and to improve the quality of life for the patient and for the caregivers as you're going along. And we have so many tips in the book, the Alzheimer's Association's best advice, tips from people going through the journey, best practices in the Alzheimer's community. And by the way, because it's really hard to tell if someone has Alzheimer's or another form of dementia, the book is really for everyone affected. I mean, just in Ohio, there are 250,000 people with Alzheimer's, and there are almost that many affected with other kinds of dementia as well. And this book is for everyone, and the Alzheimer's Association actually serves everyone with any kind of dementia because you really don't know which kind you have. In fact, one of the people in the book who had been diagnosed with younger onset Alzheimer's and wrote a story for the book, he just found out recently he doesn't have Alzheimer's. He has another form of dementia because people just don't know. So it was really good for me to do this because we use Chicken Soup for the Soul books a lot to support charities, but we have never had a response like this, and I think we're going to be raising tens of thousands of dollars for the Alzheimer's Association because all the royalties from the book go to the association. So we're very pleased about that, and even though there's no cure yet, the Alzheimer's Association keeps working towards a cure, but what really matters to me about this book is it helps people now with what they can do now because these people are not going to be cured. And I love the fact that this book is like a portable support group and will help them get through this journey, which could take 5, 10, 15 years.
We're talking with Amy Newmark. The book is Chicken Soup for the Soul, Living with Alzheimer's and Other Dementias. Is it possible to share a little bit of a story with us today? Is that, I know these are longer stories, but any of those are, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
About that, you could give us information.
Well, here's one on that theme I talked about joining your loved one in his or her reality. One woman, her mom was in a nursing home, and her mom decided that she had been an ace Air Force fighter jet pilot. And her mom kept talking about the fact that she had saved a number of children during some war, but she regretted she hadn't been able to save all of them. And she talked about this every time that she saw her daughter. And then she moved on to saying that she had gotten a phone call from the military, and they were presenting her with the Medal of Honor. And her daughter just kept going along with it. And so finally her daughter and one of her other daughters got together, and they purchased a little plastic medal, and they drew up a certificate on their personal computer, and they had a luncheon for her because she was still able to go out, and they figured it would be the last birthday where she could do that. And at this birthday luncheon, they presented her with the Medal of Honor from the military. They talked about her service as an Air Force fighter pilot, and their mom was absolutely thrilled. Everyone in the restaurant applauded for her as they went along with it, and it created a wonderful memory for the mom and for her family. And that's really the way the association recommends that people handle Alzheimer's, is just go with the flow.
You put that as the first story in the book. How is anybody supposed to get through any chapter two or number three and four? I guess that's each of these stories has their own emotion to it that really, I guess, it would take you time to really go through this book because I would assume each of the stories has that same sort of depth and honesty to it.
They do, and it was a very emotional experience for us putting the book together. Our editor, who lost her mother to Alzheimer's, really deserves a special commendation because it was really hard for her because it kept bringing back the old memories, but she wanted to do this for the people coming up behind her who were starting their own Alzheimer's journeys. So it was an emotional book, very difficult to put together. I wish we didn't have a bestseller about Alzheimer's because I wish Alzheimer's didn't exist. But since it does exist, I'm glad we're able to help people to the extent that we are with this amazing book.
Well, those familiar with the series, The Chicken Soup for the Soul, kind of know what they're getting into when they pick up a book like this. They know that they're going to really be touched by it, obviously learn things. And the fact that the Alzheimer's Association really has been a part of this, you've got all of that support, not only from the stories, as somebody who goes through it, but also from the kind of nuts and bolts information as well as what the Alzheimer's Association can offer through their association, and locally as also nationally as well. Our guest today has been Amy Newmark. Again, the book is called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Living with Alzheimer's and Other Dementias. Thank you for the time and sharing the stories with us this morning. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.